From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama called Democratic senators to the White House today to do a bit of last-minute arm-twisting aimed at trying to get a health care overhaul measure approved as the year rapidly winds down. NPR's Maura Liasson reports from the White House.
After the meeting, the president said the Senate was on the precipice of enacting historic health care legislation. It was an unusual metaphor, since so many times this year the legislation has looked like it was about to fall off a cliff. But the president said today he was cautiously optimistic that a bill would pass by Christmas.
But what I told my former colleagues today is that we simply cannot allow differences over individual elements of this plan to prevent us from meeting our responsibility to solve a longstanding an urgent problem for the American people.
The bill will no longer include a public option or a way for people under 65 to buy into Medicare. But after the meeting, the number two Democrat in the Senate, Illinois' Dick Durbin, said although liberal Democrats are not happy with those changes, on balance, there's so much else in the bill they like, they will probably stay on board. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
President Obama is again calling on Congress to pass incentives for homeowners who make their homes more energy efficient. At one point, referring to insulation as sexy as he toured a home improvement store in Northern Virginia today. The president said that energy efficiency saves money. Mr. Obama was joined at the outlet by members of Congress representing Virginia and labor and business leaders. The push for Congress to move on incentives for energy efficiency is part of a broader administration effort aimed at reducing the nation's unemployment rate, which currently stands at 10%. UN climate talks in Copenhagen are entering the final days. Top-level ministers from around the world are now at the conference. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports from Copenhagen.
The first stage of the talks featured lower-level negotiators. Now their bosses are in town. Ministers have been meeting behind closed doors and in smaller groups trying to find common ground. So far, no one seems to be budging. Connie Hedegaard, who is running the talks, drew an analogy to kids and homework.
If they have a very long deadline before they have to deliver an exercise, then they will still ask for more time and they will still deliver it very late. Only when you know that now the deadline is there, then you have to do it.
Unlike other climate meetings, this one features very high-level officials. Hedegaard said she hoped that would make it more likely negotiators could find a way forward. The leaders of over 100 nations will arrive this week, including President Obama. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
Federal Reserve has begun its final meeting of the year to consider current interest rate policy. The most analysts expect when all is said and done, the Fed will be reluctant to take any action on rates. Faced with the worst financial crisis in decades, the Fed lowered short-term interest rates it controls to near zero a year ago. Central Bank is due to conclude its meeting tomorrow afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 49 points today, ending the session at 10,452. The Nasdaq fell 11 points. This is NPR. Oral Roberts, who went from being a 1940s-era tent revival evangelist to the head of a multi-million-dollar organization, has died. A spokesman for Roberts says he died of complications from pneumonia in Newport Beach, California today after being hospitalized following a fall over the weekend. Roberts, who by the 1960s was reaching millions around the world as a popular TV evangelist and through personal appearances, also founded Oral Roberts University, which would later become embroiled in financial trouble. Oral Roberts was 91 years old. China warned the United Nations refugee program should not become a haven for criminals. The remarks come after 22 ethnic Uyghurs fled China and applied for asylum in Cambodia. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu said that the 22 Uyghurs were suspected of crimes and were being investigated by Chinese authorities. She did not specify what crimes, but she added that the international refugee system should not allow criminals to evade justice. The 22 Uyghurs were reportedly smuggled out of China by an underground network of Chinese Christians and foreign missionaries. The Uyghurs made their way to Phnom Penh, where they applied for asylum at the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. China's government has not yet accused the 22 Uyghurs of involvement in riots that shook Western China in July. 17 people, mostly Uyghurs, have been sentenced to death for their role in that unrest. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A new J.D. Power survey says aside from quality concerns, there may be another reason consumers avoid buying a particular car model. Concerns over whether the parent company will be around. Among the domestic automakers most avoided were Chrysler, Dodge, and Hummer. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.